All right, well, let's get our own program started. Welcome to the Aging Well Together show. Super excited. We are getting going. We are new. This is our episode 4. We are absolutely thrilled to bring this new weekly show to you on WCOMLP Chapel Hill Carrboro. We're coming to you on 103.5 FM. Aging Well Together is also available to stream via WCOM's website, wcomfm.org, or through your streaming service. Aging Well Together is a weekly radio program brought to you by the Orange County Department on Aging. So please join us each week as we interview special guests to share information, resources, insights, and stories about the opportunities for aging well together. As we've said the previous few shows, we are a work in progress. If you have suggestions for upcoming show topics, please email us at agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. We always try to share local resources on this program. You're going to get a whole bunch of them today. So if you want more information on any of the issues, you can either email us at agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com or please connect with the Orange County Department on Aging. They can be reached at 919-968-2070 or through their website at orangecountync.gov/aging. I am your host, Heather Altman. I haven't said too much about myself the past few shows, so I'll share that I've spent the last 20 plus years working in aging services locally. I'm a caregiver for older family members, and at 52, I'm focusing on my own changing needs. So I am super invested in how we are aging well together. I'm particularly interested in today's topic, all about wellness programs. Last week, I'm playing with the mics. Last week, I introduced my fabulous sometimes co-host, Alicia Reed. But today, she's in the guest seat. She's in the same seat, but now you've got a different hat on. She's got focus on her face right now. She's like, really? She looks beautiful, though. So Alicia is next to, along with my equally fabulous longtime friend, LaTanya Brown, who is the wellness coordinator for Orange County Department on Aging. So they are all going to get us moving, or at least planning to move. So I'll stop now and say a heartfelt welcome to Alicia and LaTanya. Welcome, friends.
Welcome. Hey.
Hey. Thank you for having us. I'm super excited about being here today.
I know. Super excited to have you. So we're going to dive all into the wellness programs through the Orange County Department on Aging. But before we do that, and LaTanya doesn't know I'm going to ask her this, but LaTanya, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've had a journey with the Orange County Department on Aging and where you come from and your background and how you got all into trying to get me to move.
Well, so again, my name is LaTanya Brown. I'm with Orange County Department on Aging. I've been with the department for 14 years.
Wow.
I started out with Heather along in 2009 as the Resource and Benefits Specialist under the Aging Transition Division within the department, and received a promotion in 2012.
I remember that.
Yes, and I've been a wellness coordinator since then. So I can't believe it's been about 11 years since I've been in this position, but constantly trying to improve and encourage wellness and public health within the aging field.
Mm-hmm. You and I have been aging well together.
Yes, we have.
Now almost 15 years.
Yes.
Wow. And Alicia, remind the group, you talked a little bit about yourself last time, but just in case we haven't had loyal listeners yet, tell us about yourself.
Hey, nice to hear that you all have been around each other that long. You look like you just graduated from high school and
thank
high
you.
School and college.
I owe you money for that.
Okay. Thank Heather, you, and our babies are not such babies anymore. We've had babies together.
We
wow.
did.
That is so nice. And you're aging well.
Thank
How about
you.
That?
Well, thank you.
And you said 50. I'm 63.
So. And I am almost 53.
So I have you, Heather.
We are rocking it, though.
And I'm 43, so we're synced.
Oh,
I'll be 43 tomorrow.
Gosh. We're this
tomorrow?
Is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday on air, everybody!
Birthday.
Bunk your horn, blow your horn right now.
That is sort of amazing. We've got like
Oh my goodness.
30 years, 10 years LaTanya, then me, well, then Alicia.
That's nice. Yeah.
This is nice. It's That's very a whole nice. Other, I'm not sure what to do with that, but.
That's nice.
All right, we're rocking the threes here.
Yes. But I know that health is the new wealth.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it.
So, and we're seeing it just sitting here.
Absolutely.
I've been around the centers for a long time, mm-hmm. probably longer than you all have, but long enough to say I fit in with this group. How about that?
Yeah.
Right.
I think you've been around just as long as I've been around.
All right.
Okay, so what I want to do, I'm playing with the mics a little bit, but what I want to do is, I want to make sure they're all working. LaTanya, tell us a little bit now, you can dive in, tell us about the Orange County Department on Aging's wellness program.
So yeah, our wellness program has a variety of programs. We like to say, you know, age and age as your best life, like live your best life, and that's based on what you feel that's best for you, whether us coming in uniquely in a wheelchair or a walker, or you're running a 5K. We have something for you at the Department on Aging to keep you well. If you want to learn more about information, wellness information, healthcare information, we have that available as well. So we are trying to make sure that we have a wide variety of health and wellness information for you, whether that be a yoga class, mm-hmm. or you want to learn about menopause, Ooh. Or if you want to learn about pelvic pain. We are working with you, with the community, to provide information from our community partners to help you grow in the knowledge of wellness.
Oh, I love that. There's a lot going on there. And
yes.
then, of course, she looked at me and she said, and menopause? And I was like, oh, we're going to have a whole show on that soon.
I was just listening to a show about that yesterday. Menopause is, should change the name on that.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Womenopause, what should they call
just
it?
Take away the pause.
It just keeps going. Women are going. Okay, so then how do folks find out about, there's such a range of wellness programs. I'm not even sure, it's such a big umbrella term there, because there's so much that falls under it. So we're going to really keep going in. How do people find out about what's happening?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Heather. We do find that a lot of people don't know about our programs, and so we are trying to market our programs in the community. We do have our newly revised Endless Possibility newsletter, and that comes out quarterly with all of our programs. We plan 3 months ahead of time.
And I'll interrupt you right there because I'm rude. It's like newsletters are weird audience member. It's a magazine. Newsletter almost feels like a two-page something-something that
this
comes full of.
This
is a magazine. Endless Possibilities catalog.
Yes. It has a lot of programs, not only including the wellness program, but all of the other programs within the department. But another way that you can get information from about our programs is our e-newsletter, and Heather did give you our website, and mm-hmm. you can sign up for that on our website.
Feel free to keep giving it, because I love to just remind people of resources through it in case they're driving
around. Sure. It's orangecountync.gov/aging, and then you can go there. You can look for the Endless Possibilities newsletter.
LaTanya, where else can you find this Endless Possibility? Throughout the
community? Yeah, throughout the community. They're at grocery stores, mm-hmm. Post office. There's a lot of places. You'll see a little orange box with the newsletter in there, and you can get it. You can also call the front desk and get information. We're happy to talk to you, happy to email you information, happy to communicate with you. And if you have any ideas about programs that you want to hear in the community, or if you are a person of interest that want to give out some information, please contact us. We are mm-hmm. open and willing to work with you guys, and we want to make sure that we're providing information in the community that you want to know about.
Yeah, when I'm walking into a grocery store or a pharmacy, I look down always like to the left or to the right. There are those little holders that
mm-hmm.
have, I'm like, oh, what's going on right as I'm walking in? And then there they are. And so there's so much going on.
Yep. And we're also I know Spectrum may have some information mm. on it on Channel 1. Sometimes I see my name come across there, and I'm always doing something in the middle of the day, and I'm like, they're like, and we have wellness bingo with LaTanya Brown. I'm like, wait, there I am.
Wait, you do wellness bingo?
I do wellness bingo.
What's wellness bingo?
So wellness bingo, it's regular bingo, but what we do is when someone yells bingo, they not only get a prize, they have to lead the class in an exercise.
Oh, I like that.
Wait, So it's like during which of the classes this might get? This is what will get me into one of the classes.
We have a specialized program called Wellness Bingo. We have wellness. We give out great prizes, whether it be something wellness, tissues, you know, wipes, all types of cleaning stuff.
Food?
We don't do food. We do like just, you know, interesting stuff, soaps and things like that.
At the beginning, right before the pandemic really got crazy in March of 2020, that you gave out some hand sanitizer, mm-hmm. and it was already when things were becoming hard to find, and I was like, ooh,
yeah.
Thank you.
So we give out great prizes, and we have a big crowd. We have about a lot of people who come, but the interesting thing is they like to lead the class. They like to be the instructor, like to be our eyes on them. So if you want to come and win bingo, you have to, you know, do some jumping jacks or do some...
What are the boxes? Like, do they have a sheet of paper and then you say jumping jack? Like, what are the bingo boxes?
No,
B-52?
Yes, regular bingo. Regular bingo. We have our, you know, bingo with the balls and all that stuff. But then the person has to be very creative, from exercising with Alicia. Or exercising with Kevin Kirk. They have these exercises where they know how to, you know, lead a class, and they do it there on their own. And I let them lead the class. It's a lot of fun.
That is
so okay. So, Wendy, this is, I know there's so many programs for us to talk about, but I'm going to stay on this. When is Wellness Bingo?
So, our next Wellness Bingo at the Seymour Center is July 19th. At 1:30, and you can call the front desk.
That's a good
time. Around.
Yes.
So, well, this is a good question for me and others. I know a lot of the program at the Department on Aging are directed for individuals who are over the age of 60.
Mm-hmm.
So, at me, 52 3/4, not my birthday.
I thought it was 55 and above.
Yeah, but I'm still 52. Can I participate, or do I have to go, wink, wink, LaTanya, let me join?
Well, absolutely. We include everyone, and that's another one of our programs called our intergenerational programming.
That's right.
We like to say, and our classes haven't been full lately, and we're trying to get people back in the building,
mm-hmm.
but we're saying if you take a class, just say, for example, you take Alicia's class, and her class is full, or not full, and you're continuing to take a class, but then an older adult comes in, you have to give them that space.
Got it. So if there's still enough space,
mm-hmm.
and I show up,
well, Heather, you're going to show up with your dad.
I know. Well, then, but that, so dad will go in, but still, if,
then,
like,
but
if you're
gonna
one person
be his...
short, I got to leave.
Oh, right. But now, we have plenty of space.
Alicia's looking at me like, I'm not going to kick you out.
We're not going to kick you out.
It's hard enough to get me
there. And
your
dad would love that.
Yeah, he would. All right, so we're going to do Wellness Bingo on July 19th.
1:00.
1:30.
Mm-hmm. 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
So, and take a moment. Let's remind folks, because you did say it's at the Seymour Center.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date? I mean, I know this, but I'm asking you a segue question. Or not a segue, but a informational question. What's the difference when something says Seymour Center versus Passmore Center? What
so
does that
our
mean?
Our Seymour Center is located in Chapel Hill, and the Passmore Center is located in Hillsboro. They are the same department, but we just have two locations.
Two different senior centers. Mm-hmm.
So what if a senior is having problems that day with transportation, and they're in Hillsboro? Can they come from Hillsboro to Seymour with Orange Transportation?
Now, I will say I am not an expert in transportation. I'm an expert in wellness.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
But we do have a transportation specialist, and her name is Brandy Beaker. And you can contact her. Information is in the senior in the Endless Possibilities, and you can call the front desk, and they can get you information about transportation
to get there for the classes.
To get the classes that they can take. That's yes.
Okay. This is so funny. Poor Brandy. Two things. On our first inaugural show, I had Janice Tyler, the mm-hmm. director of the Orange County Department on Aging, and Beverly Shuford here, the communications manager, and we were talking about a bunch of different services, and we talked about transportation, and we kept giving out Brandy's name on air and her telephone, and now we're doing it now. So callers, give Brandy a call. And it becomes a little advertisement for next week's show. Brandy, I think, is going to be on. She's my guest for next week, so we're going to be all into transportation.
She's an amazing young lady. Amazing. She's very... very great at what she does, and so she will definitely give you a lot of information about transportation and some of the issues that we've been having in the community. So I think that having her here will be special.
Well, that will be wonderful. So she'll help get to your classes that you both are helping to run through the wellness program.
And get the people in them.
How do you decide what programs to offer, whether to have more yoga classes, whether to have more strength and stretching classes, whether to have more wellness bingo. How do you, because this is what really falls on you as the wellness coordinator, right? Figuring out how much to do, what do people want?
Well, we do a lot of surveying. And we try to make sure that we are, you know, we have like monthly, you know, February is heart month, May is walking month, mm-hmm. those type of things. And we kind of run with those types of things. But we also have our master aging plan that we follow. Mm-hmm. And for our master aging plan is 5 years of planning that we have asked the community of what they want in the community for the next 5 years. And so we try to follow that to create our programming for the centers.
That's great. So that way there's a way to do feedback. I did not tell you I was going to ask this, so if you don't have the stats with you, give a sense of statistics. How many people come in and use the wellness programs? How many classes do you offer? I love statistics. You know that. I should have told you that.
Well, don't quote me on this.
I won't. We're not telling anyone. This is not on air.
We won't put this out.
We're just lying. We don't have a hot mic here.
I would say for wellness classes, and that's including pickleball and basketball, we probably have about 200 to 300 people a day coming in for a wellness.
Wow. Good. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, coming in for different particular things.
That's good.
Whether it be a Sit to Be Fit class or that Alicia is now
subbing
for.
I want to hear all about that.
And Alicia actually has a virtual class that she teaches.
Right.
But yeah, or it could be pickleball. Pickleball is very popular right now. Yeah. That we have.
They even have pickleball shoes, pickleball subs at Subway.
Oh, we should have.
Talk about food.
We'll get my dad back on the show. He loves pickleball.
He does.
And yeah, doesn't always love him, but he loves pickleball. And so I've been trying to get him more involved with different places that do it. So
yeah, so wellness is a big part of the Orange County Department on Aging. And I'm excited that I'm a part of it as well. But I think that this is something that can't go away because this is how we keep our bodies healthy. This is how we keep going. This is how we keep moving. We actually have an older adult, and she's 100 years old that takes one of our classes.
She nice.
And 98, 99, 100. I can't believe that they're 100. It's amazing because we're living longer, and people who are self-sufficient and able to take care of themselves are able to live longer with a healthy lifestyle that they have.
So you're starting to go into a question, and I have a few other questions we're going to get back to. I just made a little note of things I want to get, Alicia, I've got questions for you I'm going to get back to, but we're starting to talk about the benefits of staying physically active,
mm-hmm.
and you're bringing up the longevity issue, but for folks who haven't been hearing this nonstop for the past 30 years, what do you see as the benefits of staying physically active?
Well, I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and they talked about loneliness.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. I was going to slide that in. And what about not? Yeah, okay.
And how just being a part of an exercise class,
the social interaction.
Even, we want you to do things that help you stay healthy, but just being around your peers and amongst others is a healthy atmosphere for you.
It's
Isn't
a good
great?
Incentive too, because you see someone else like Luanda, I think her name is, who's 100. You see her moving about and very fluid. You think, I can do that.
It's inspiring.
It's very inspiring.
But it's my kind of exercise because they know I'm very sedentary. But just showing up, even if you do nothing, just the fact of showing up has an amazing benefit because you're showing up around other people and there's that engagement factor. But then we do start to move our bodies.
Right.
And then
you start to
feel better.
You're energetic. Your body responds to your moving your hands and the standing up, and the Alicia can tell you
the
more about
the different energy that you I was told, and I'm so subbing a Sit and Fit class, that the energy changes. You don't go home and sit down. You have more drive to get up and maybe do dishes or just interact together, gardening, go for a walk. I mean, COVID happened and people just kind of sat down for a while or just stopped moving. A lot of people didn't, though, because you couldn't find a treadmill, you couldn't find a pool, you couldn't find
the Pelotons and everyone.
Yeah, they were gone, yeah. So it's very beneficial overall. And then it's catchy because the family catches on. And, you know, the family, and then you get the commitment. then you get the lifestyle change. And then, it, you know, just blows up from there.
And you can become friends. Because a lot of the classes who work out together, they have lunch together.
Yeah.
They have dinner together. They talk about their children. They talk about their grandkids. They talk, you know, so it's almost like a family. So each class have their own little family, and they grow together, and they support each other through death or grieving. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it's not just exercising at the senior center.
It's the interaction. It's the whole part of interaction.
Yes.
Finding people come in who are moving into the area, and they're coming, and wow, when I'm there, it's like, wow, I didn't know this was here. Mm-hmm. And then you have people who say, come over and talk with them, and next thing you know, they're sharing recipes, they're exercising.
It's a sense of community.
Right.
My mom would make a half day out of it. LaTanya remembers she would come in and do the exercise class at Mondays at like 10:30, and then it would lead right into lunch. Mm-hmm. And so then I was like, okay, well, let's have lunch here. And then they'd have lunch, and then afterwards there's some private massage. Like people can, so she would make like a 4-hour thing where she'd have exercise, she would do lunch, and then people can arrange for one of the, there's a massage therapist that will do private services there, so you can make an appointment. And she would make it like a 3 or 4 hour activity. It was
and
wonderful.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because we have reflexology, we have acupuncture, we have all those other private programs, things that you can get have there and enhance your wellness while you're there.
So come for one thing and you get a few other. It's your own spa day.
It is.
At the Orange County Department on Aging.
That's right.
So at least
an affordable price.
Affordable price.
It is affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything negative about our other spas. They're all lovely, but it is less expensive and it has a more therapeutic, and they know that it's working with folks generally who are on a fixed income, and they don't, it's really thoughtful there. All right, Alicia, there's been a few mentions of the, what is it called, Sit and Be Fit class?
Well, Sit and Fit class, I'm actually subbing it because the instructor is away for now. But what I have found with them in the last 8 or 9 times is they are very independent, meaning they can do more than they thought they could do because they were sitting down, but I have to get them to stand up. And it gets people doing more things than they knew they could do, but they hadn't been tried. And I'm kind of surprised at the whole class because I hadn't taught Sit and Fit. I taught Silver Sneakers and Pace Setters. Mm-hmm. But this class offers, it offers different age groups. And it offers people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
It offers the age, again, the higher, the people who are in, I don't want to say older, because that's, America just have to kill that older.
Mm-hmm.
We got to come up with something else.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something. But the Sit and Fit, it allows them to just do, try to make them do things that they would be doing at home. People used to do, like change bulbs and open doors and fix their dinners and just interact that movement with their life. So because I'm a sub, I don't know, LaTanya gets more feedback than I do about it. The class that I do on Zoom, though, that's through the Arthritis Foundation.
Yeah, and that goes to another question I was going to ask. If people can't make it into the center and they want to participate virtually, how does that happen? How do they get set up with it?
So they can send me an email. We can't put the link out there in the open because of...
It's not in the catalog of endless possibilities?
It's not in the catalog because of just safety reasons.
Right.
But if you send me an email, which is lbrown@orangecountync.gov, I can then share the link with you if you're interested in taking that class.
Or if they just call the main number, was it 968-2070?
Yeah.
919-968-2070
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, I'd like to participate and get the link, then they'll connect it to
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely, yeah.
So... I'm with Heather. When they do call, how do we act as a person to introduce the setup for someone who's not familiar with Zoom or not familiar with computers or just the whole thing? How do we do that?
So we have students.
Okay.
I have interns from North Carolina Central University. I have a new wellness assistant that we just hired, Brandon Betts.
Nice.
And so we have people who, if you're not familiar with how to use your computer or your cell phone and things like that, you can get help from
the
senior center.
That's good to know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's nice. So then are there other challenges that you're seeing? So some folks, if they can't come to the center, it sounds like they can participate. Maybe I should ask let's stay on that for a second. Can they only, what are the programs they can participate in on with? So is it there? Is there the sit and be fit? Are there other programs?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so there's
We have probably 30 classes that they can participate in.
All from home?
Not from home. Mm-hmm. Well, we have some that are hybrid, but a lot of them are in class. We have strengthen your core. We have seated Tai Chi.
But those are all things they can get through Zoom, that they can participate?
No, most of our classes.
I was staying on the Zoom theory.
Yeah, we have some classes that are available hybrid or a virtual. But we like to have you come in the center.
Yeah.
We're trying to get you to come in the center. But if you need to take a class virtually, then we do have some virtually. And those are all, we have, a lot of our classes are on break for summer, but we have like a yoga class, Sally Yoga's class, and she's mm-hmm. virtual. Then we have Alicia's class for Arthritis Foundation. And then we also have Strong and Steady. That's with Vicky Tilly and Passmore Center, and that's virtual as well.
She's a physical therapist. Let's give a little shout out for her. Mm-hmm.
She's a physical mm-hmm. therapist and with yep. Elder Fit. Mm-hmm. And then we have seated Tai Chi, which is also, and we also have Pilates that's virtual. So there's a lot of virtual classes, but they're hybrid. They're also in the building.
Yeah, so people can do either one, or if mm-hmm. they just can't come one day, they don't have to lose out on participating.
Or if they're watching another family member. It's just I like having the option so that mm-hmm. people can work out if they have other responsibilities mm-hmm. that they have to.
Do you find more people are attracted to the sitting based classes than the
trying
because I'm kind of curious about that benefit. I've seen them for years. There's chair-based classes and they're standing up classes. Alicia is squinching her face.
Because
is it? You don't. You teach a class that makes you upset.
Look at her fingers.
There's a lot happening. This is not a TV program, so the people cannot see the physicality of this question.
Okay.
That teach a class that really bothers you, apparently.
Well, it doesn't bother me, but think about the average person sitting down. I took my husband to a sleep clinic yesterday, but he's my husband's 89, mm-hmm. 100, same thing.
89, 100.
I said that earlier. But anyway, and sitting down is what most people do most of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're coming to a class, sit and fit, and you're sitting down and you're working out, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
But you can stand up a little bit just to keep the muscles strong.
Yeah,
strong enough to keep your balance and
patting her backside a little bit. So, you just want to get those muscles, the trunk down, kind of get them moving and growing.
Well,
a little
what we're saying is we you don't want to we have classes for you mm-hmm. if for people for an individual who may not be able to stand up.
Yeah.
But we want to keep you moving as much as possible to keep you from having to not be able to stay seated all the time.
Like using a prop, like a chair that can just give you. Some people just don't stand up. I mean, I know we have the roller buggies and all, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mother struggled a lot with standing, and so she had her walker.
Mm-hmm. So and that's fine. We encourage you to come and work out. Mm-hmm. We want you to do that, but we also want to keep you moving as long as you can.
What about Paul? I'm mentioning your name, Paul.
Paul
comes in, and he was in a car accident, and he's in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
motorized wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
we will not mention people's last name because I'm like, oh, wait, that is not a it's a participant.
But he is so enjoying mm-hmm. the class because it's just him sitting down. He can't stand up, but it is so good for him mm-hmm. now that he's moving other parts of his body mm-hmm. that he hadn't. And so sitting down is good, but I also like to stand up just to see if you can get to the table. Got to get to the table.
So we're going to switch gears from sitting down to walking super fast. Hmm. LaTanya, some of the information I know you shared with me beforehand, for people who really want to get walking, there's something called, is it called the Senior Striders?
Yes, so we used to offer the Senior Striders, and it was held at the University Mall.
Remember University Mall? Yes. Now it's called University Place.
Is it
and
gone?
Now it's
yes.
No, it's still there.
Oh, it's still there, but we
it's
don't
changing it. Lost it, Southern Season. It's rebranding itself, and it cut off a whole wing of itself and
UNC
demolished.
UNC sponsored that for us. UNC Health sponsored that for us while we were there, and we used to have breakfast at the Weather Vane, and all that stuff. Fest. And it was a great atmosphere. We had about 50 participants that would come and walk with us. And Heather, I'm pretty sure you've came and spoke a couple of times.
I came and we had the senior resource fair there. So, yeah.
So, we want to bring that back. We're looking for a location for us to walk in the community. But in the meantime, we're going to bring that back. Our new student from North Carolina Central is doing his internship there in the fall. And we're going to start small and do a walking program at the Senior Center, at the Seymour Center. Right now, we have a walking program at the Riverwalk with Edie. Mm-hmm. And she walks every Wednesday morning.
Now I'm
is that in Hillsboro or the Weaver Street?
Right by Weaver Street Market. And they meet at 9 a.m. And it's called Walks with Edie. And you can just meet her there. You can contact the front desk at the Passmore Center to sign up for that. But we're going to create the same type of walking program in Chapel Hill, and that will be in the paper for September.
So are these are outdoor?
These are outdoor walks. So. Yeah.
Oh, because you need another place that's big enough that's indoor. So, and now that we don't, there still is University Place. A bit. Like, there's still an indoor walking, isn't
there? Well, I haven't really
reached out to them.
Since COVID, we haven't really reached out to, but we're going to try to start it back up. So just, if you're interested in walking and you want to walk with the group, just call over to the Senior Center and let us know so we can have your information, and then we can contact you when we start up our new walking program.
Yeah, now I'm doing some brainstorming. Where else is a big internal space that would allow walking that's not a membership place like UNC Meadowmont has their own walking.
Walmart.
We did it in Walmart. Before Edie,
what would you do? Up and down the aisles.
We walked around the perimeter of inside of Walmart, and
nice and cold. You get past the ice cream and the milk, and then you go past.
But
the
they loved it, and so we would have.
That's a smart.
We would have an expert come and talk about healthy benefits of walking, or different types of, you know, expert benefits. And then they would walk, and we would have a light breakfast, and it was the best thing ever.
We'll bring that back, because there's that Walmart. I know we're pushing Orange County activities. There's that Walmart in Hillsboro, and then...
And we may end up doing that again in Walmart. Yep. So that was Senior Striders. We want to start it back. We're looking forward to start it back, and we just need participants.
I know. We're in downtown Carrboro right now, and I'm like looking around at the buildings. Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of funky to do it at the public library, because there's like, you'd have to be quiet to be like, going in and out of the, like,
that would be a tough one.
We're in the historical fiction area.
Let's
go towards murder mysteries. It wouldn't be like straight, but it would
be fun. If you have any information or if you have any ideas, give me a call.
Clearly, my ideas are just golden right now. I'm just having fun. Like, let's do it.
Is there an indoor track at any of the UNC facilities?
It would be parking would be the issue with you UNC campus. That's where it gets a little funky. All right. Well, listeners, if any of you have a big space or can feel free to reach out to LaTanya if you have suggestions of where it would be fun to have a Senior Striders. So then other things you had told me about before we were on the mic, I remember a few weeks ago as we were thinking about this program, there are other things that I knew nothing about. What's the From the Health Expert, and why are you... She told me what to ask her. She said, ask me about the health expert and why we're bringing it back. And I have no idea what that means.
We used to have a special talk every month from any individual topic. It could be... Like I said, menopause. It could be diabetes. Mm-hmm. It could be
high blood pressure, cholesterol.
Any types of thing. We would have a doctor or someone from the community come and speak about it, and it was just topics that people want to hear about. And so we try to do that now. You know, we do brain health, and that's a 6-week series and things like that. But sometimes you just want to come in every now and then and kind of, you know, interest yourself with some new type of educational, what's happening in the industry, what's happening in the healthcare industry, what the changes are. And so we try to have people who specialize in different topics come in and speak on those topics and help us engage with new healthcare.
Got it. And you're trying to bring it back. Where did it go?
Well, you know, COVID stopped a lot of stuff. Yeah. So
These specialists, do they come in from like Duke, UNC, everywhere that we can
Duke,
get
UNC, and now that we can do a lot of hybrid or virtual programs, we can get from anywhere. So if you have a daughter or a family member who would like to speak on a topic for us, send me an email.
Nice. All right. So there we go. We've got all kinds of, and they need to be health topics. What about larger or broader topics about aging in the community, or those that would fall more under our talk of in 2 weeks around aging transitions and your whole department.
So, I mean, if you have other topics, I will you know, refer you to the correct department, but I try to focus on public health and wellness. Mm-hmm. That's what I try to stay under and stay in my lane. Like what the kids say, stay in my lane. I have a 16-year-old, so.
Out of all the things I've gotten told, I think I've just been told to shut it down. I just can't stay in lane. So in terms of, I've got a few other questions about different special programs. So we talked about Health Expert and Senior Striders. We mentioned in our very first program about Fit Feet. Tell us about, I don't know,
that's a good one.
Tell us about Fit Feet. Yeah.
So Fit Feet is our clinic that is not offered around anywhere else in the community.
Really?
No.
Tell people what Fit Feet is, Fit and then I'm surprised by that.
It's a toe trimming service by trained RNs.
Toenail trimming.
Toenail trimming. We don't want to cut toes. Toenail trimming. And they complete a health assessment, and you have to have a doctor's referral. But they do a health assessment on the individual, and they clip your toenails, and they also do like buffing of calluses
and
things like
horns.
That. We have nurses, and it's every Wednesday. So we have a clinic at the Seymour Center, and we have a clinic at the Passmore Center. And it's very affordable. It's $15 to get your toenails.
Is.
Not a pedicure now. You're not going to come get your toenails painted. It's a clinic. It's a service where you come get your toenails clipped. If you cannot clip your toenails, you can come in and get your toenails clipped.
Which is huge. I'm gonna out myself and say I'm one of those crazy people, but there's hundreds and thousands of us that are super into the YouTube videos, I know, Alicia.
Oh.
My family's horrified. I watch these YouTube videos that are all about, you know, it's what Fit Feet. It's videos, and it's not pedicures. It's much more the therapeutic, and they talk about, and I've read about in lots of, you know, aging-related issues around diabetes, and it really affects the feet and other issues that, you know, cause people, affects their mobility, it affects their overall health, and it all starts with what's happening down at their feet.
Absolutely.
And they're really fascinating. It's kind of graphic to watch, but and it's really rewarding because you watch really long toes and then they get long toenails and then they get cut down and the folks can walk easier. It's sort of fascinating. I want to come and watch Fit Feet.
If you think about it, think about when your toenails get long and how painful that is, and they're not really that long, and you have them on your regular shoes. If you cut your toenails, it changes the way you walk.
Yeah, calluses and corns. And, you know, there's a reason why the Dr. Scholl aisle is, like, all the stuff they have Walgreens and CVS. The people, you know, the corns and the all the feet stuff. Okay, I'm just having fun with it. But it's huge.
It is,
and $15 is good.
What I like about it is a lot of seniors cannot reach their feet. And when I'm working out, doing a workout, and I'm asking them to tap their toes or pay attention to their toes in their shoes, even lift your toe up in your shoe or down or spread them apart in the shoe. A lot of them are, I didn't even, you know, did you put any oil between your toes? A lot can't do it, but with exercise they will. But the Fit Feet, that just makes it just healthy all over. And then when your foot feels good, your body feels good. The circulation in your body From the everything ends in the foot, down at the phalanges, down at the bottom. It's got to come back up.
Phalanges.
Got to come back up.
Now, I thought I heard a few weeks ago that you're not just looking for participants for Fit Feet or Open, but are you also on the lookout for more nurses that can do this? Because I think I was told to do a shout out to bring more providers in.
Yes, we are looking for nurses. Two of our nurses, Janice Galloway, and I can say her name because she's a nurse, is not a patient, and Linda Textoris, they started the program 15 years ago.
Linda is a long-time friend.
They are. They're leaving.
No.
Well, Janice just retired, and I think Linda will be retiring soon. And these ladies have basically kept our program up and running for the last 15 years, and they're tired.
So do you have to be a nurse? Like, I can't come in and do it because I have no clinical expertise.
Yes, so
I'm a useless doctor, family likes to call me. No disrespect to other academic doctors out there, but since I can't do a prescription or anything clinical.
Not to get all legal and stuff, but yes, you have to be an RN.
Okay,
and
to do it.
Yeah, we can do LPNs, but we have to have an RN on staff.
All right, so you're looking, do they volunteer or is this a paid
This is a paid position.
All right, so nurses who are out there who are looking to help with our local community members and their fit feet, that would be great.
Are we soliciting like the schools, like UNC Nursing? And
we will if we have to. We are really desperate at this point.
All right.
So, yes.
So then other programs, I had another note here to ask. We mentioned that when my mom was able to have some private massage therapy that you offered there. But a question, so you have massage therapy, you mentioned acupuncture. What about personal training?
Yes. So Brandon Betts, like I said, we just hired our new wellness assistant, and he's actually just graduated from Barton College in biology, and he is going to be going to medical school. He's applying to medical school, but he's taking a year off. In the meantime, he will be doing personal training at the senior center.
Nice. I have not met him yet. So there's some new team members at the Department on Aging that I'm excited to
meet. He's a part of community. He graduated from Carrboro High School. And he's been volunteering at the senior center for 5 years.
Maybe I have met him.
You may have met him, but he's been in and out. He comes in the summer, and then he'll come volunteer for us, and he works for EMS and Wilson. So he's an amazing young man.
Great. Mm-hmm. I'm about to have my own Carrboro High graduate soon, so
yes.
That's exciting. All right,
yes.
Well, I'll have to come meet him.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of when people come in, it's funny. I had a question here saying, do you have a fitness center? Well, clearly you have fitness centers because you have exercise rooms, but what I think we haven't touched on is the fact that you have actual like equipment, fitness center. Like people can come in and do free weights, right? And
yes,
things like
we
that.
We have a very equipment. Small, very intimate fitness center.
Okay.
But you
that's
have,
like when real estate people say cozy, intimate.
It's intimate.
It's intimate, but it's not
big.
Scary.
It's not scary. I don't think that's small. I think that's a nice size.
It's a nice size. It's not like your Planet Fitness. I don't want people to come in and think that's a huge area.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen it in there. It's not tiny. Nice size room. So you're
but
saying it's intimate. It's relative.
It's intimate. But I say that because people actually come in. They have their friends that they work out with, and they come in. They come at the same time, and you know, and people like to come. They don't have a lot of big weights slamming down behind them, scaring them. So when I say intimate, I mean cozy and just.
It's inviting.
It's inviting.
Welcoming.
It's welcoming.
Right. There's another eye. It's not intimidating.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And so yes, we have great equipment. Again, donated from UNC Health.
Nice. You have treadmills. You have recumbent bikes.
Yes,
you have
new steps.
Everybody loves the new steps.
And we have ellipticals. And then we have our exercise classrooms downstairs where if you want a little bit more space, and you can go in and kind of get on a mat and do some yoga. But, yeah, we have a great space. We also coordinate with, for the Hillsboro location, we don't have a fitness center in the senior center, but we coordinate with partner with the
Sportsplex, next door.
Yes, right next door.
And people said seniors on ice.
Exactly.
Because the Sportsplex. Sorry, I'm freaking Alicia out.
Yeah, we like, not especially sitting fit.
So
not on ice.
So how does that work in terms of, do people have to pay? Is there a fee to come, or do you just walk in and say, hey, I'm over 60,
give me
a new step?
We have, for regular participants, it's $15 a month.
Okay.
And then if you have silver sneakers, and people will know if they have that on their health insurance with some of their
Doesn't that come with like AARP and other?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which,
I don't want to call the names. I don't know which ones have it now.
Some of the insurance Medicare Advantage.
Yeah,
programs.
Some of those programs will have their service seekers attached to it. They can use the fitness center for free.
And now, when you say fitness center for free, you also get to take the classes there. Some of the classes you have access to the pool.
At the sportsplex, mm-hmm. Well, so the sportsplex is a little bit different mm-hmm. than the Seymour Center. But if you call, we can give you the rundown of exactly how you can
which ones are different.
Because I think you can take the classes with Silver Sneakers at the sportsplex,
right?
But at the Seymour Center, there's a little bit different.
Okay, mm-hmm. What I like about mm-hmm. both of them, they're great. But you can belong to both.
So okay, you can come to this Seymour Center and you can go to the sports place.
So if you wanted to take an aqua class, I teach aqua classes.
You do? You do pool based aqua classes at the sports place?
It's Power Aqua.
What you teach a lot? Okay, what are all the classes that you teach?
We have a few moments left. I don't know about that. That's a tough question, and we don't have enough time to.
Give us a list of what.
That's
of
a tough
all
one.
The ways I'll
really
feel guilty.
I've never thought about it, really. That's why, I just pop up there. But I know that I'm doing aqua, and I expect, come in, Power Aqua at the Sportsplex.
Anything with the word power scares me.
Okay,
I'm ridiculously sedentary.
We'll just call it.
I need easy zen aqua.
That's what we'll call it that.
I need chill aqua. Like, we're just going to get in the water.
Deep water aqua.
I'm really short. You can't have me in the deep end.
You're floating.
I need to be shallow.
She's floating.
I want shallow zen aqua.
What about aqua bike?
Aqua bike?
Oh.
Wait, do you teach an aqua bike class?
You put the bike in the
That exists in our community.
It's at the Sportsplex.
So
there's a lot of classes. That's what's so good about us explaining to get one of these endless possibilities, because there's so many classes that people don't realize. I know pickleball is hot right now, but there's so many other classes that can prepare you for pickleball or just balance your life out mm-hmm. 2 to 3 times a day working out.
Well, that's a really good point that you bring up. So if I were to come to you mm-hmm. and say, hey, I want to get moving. I mean, what's the first step? Would you meet with me? What should someone in the community that if they're listening to this and say, I got to start moving, but I don't know where to start, what would you have them do?
We do have individualized prescriptions or personal plans that we can try to help you with. And that's what Brandon will help you with. And then if you come in, we try to kind of help you get started and talk about some of the things that you like. And we kind of refer you to certain classes. One of the good things about coming to the senior center is that you can try each class for free.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Before you make a decision on
There's
which
a
class
try
you want.
Try it, you like it.
Yeah.
Option.
Yeah.
And most people coming into it, like after sitting at home doing nothing, they really don't know. But the intro that she'll do, mm-hmm. introducing you to the different equipment and then showing you the different classes, to make you commit. And that's the big thing. Don't come in and drop, but come in and commit.
Yeah, I'm commitment phobic.
Hey, commit to being fit.
My issue is I come in and I, over the years, I got a lot of issues. Let's just turn this into my wellness therapy. My issue is that I start something over the years and then it doesn't take long for me to get injured. I get shin splints. I'm like, it hurts now. It hurts my lower back. Like, so how do you encourage people? How do you get them in like low and slow? Like, let's not have you get so excited that you get your, look how I'm sitting now. I'm kind of weird.
You know what? Some people are wired to just go all the way to the top, coming right in, mm-hmm. because I don't I don't teach to get hurt. I think I'm a very low. I think I am a very low.
What's it called? Low impact.
Low level. Just coming in on ABC.
Yeah.
So that you can get your mind,
yes.
which controls that body together. So by the time you shouldn't have hurt knees or back or anything.
Yeah.
And we don't want to encourage that. We want to let people know that you come in slow and you build.
Right.
And you build and
right,
mostly
so
through the mind.
That's why we say, even on our wall, it's exercise your best life.
There you go.
That your is all caps. Exercise your best life. So I'm not exercising LaTanya's best life. And I love you, LaTanya, but Alicia scares me more. Like, no. I don't know if I could, like, get to Alicia level.
I'm not even Alicia's.
I'm teaching people who are 100. Come on
right.
now.
Yeah,
I cannot be a threat.
This just shows age has nothing to do with it. You can be super active at any age, or you can be a little on the sedentary side at any age. But we're trying to get us all moving. And I know I'm super inspired. We have a few minutes left. Any other programs that we didn't do a shout out to that you want to encourage people to think about joining?
Well, I would say we have a hearing screening that's coming up.
Oh, a hearing
that's
screening.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We are also going to be offering a Zumba class.
I've been wanting to try
in the
Zumba.
Evenings for your 53-year-old-ish self.
That was their way of saying it's 55 plus, but I'll let you in.
That was cute.
I've been wanting to try Zumba. That's
yeah,
supposed to be really
so,
fun.
So we want to offer some evening classes for our younger older adults.
Yes.
That can
we
come
have to
in.
Think of a name.
I know, it's weird. It's like the young, old. Yeah, like,
mature.
It's a
you
very
don't want to say
weird.
Mature. You don't want to say old.
Yeah, they're having a hard time.
We're working on that. I think that's something that we talked about with Master Aging Plan. So, but yeah. We don't want to be, I don't want to say, but anyway, we want you to come to the center.
Just put numbers. Hey, this is for the 50 to 64.
Exactly.
This is for 65 plus. But then even that, we know, there was a physician once who was talking and said, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of consistency around, say, four-year-olds. You've seen a four-year-old, and for the most part, four-year-olds are generally, if everything is going traditionally how it should go, a four-year-old's a four-year-old. Mm-hmm. He's like, you can't say that with 80-year-olds. You've seen an 80-year-old, you've seen one 80-year-old, because there's such a spectrum the kind of mobility and functionality and things like
Very
that. So it
so.
Even is not a great thing to say, hey, this is for 70 to 84.
It's really not.
We
right.
had Dad on last week, and Janice calls him a super senior. He's
right.
almost 86,
he is a super
and he's
senior. Who
rocking
be playing
it
pickleball
and
soon.
Yeah,
right.
So I mean,
so and we just want to say if you.
It's more like active level. Maybe it should be low, medium,
active.
High.
Right. Whatever like you're that. Active in. But we are offering a Zumba class. That will be in the afternoon. We're offering some afternoon programs and things like that. We want you to come. We want you to come and try it out and come to the senior center and just see if there's something there for you. If it's not, we're open-minded and we'll try to bring it there.
Oh,
what about the
great.
Active adults?
Yeah.
Active adults. I'm sticking with my... What is it? Shallow, chill, zen. Like the less active.
We have.
I want people
we
to
have
feel
yoga
welcome.
For you.
That's what you called yoga for you. Or yoga for Heather. Basically, I don't want people to feel intimidated by those super fabulously active people. So I really like to not promote my level of sedentary, but you know, it's like I'm not moving a lot, and I need to get moving, and so people shouldn't be intimidated. You can walk in, even if like that's. Like, that's my goal, is just to get walking.
Right.
And just be walking more.
And that's why we say exercise your best life.
Exercise your best life. I love that so much. All right. Any other advice?
That was good.
Any other advice or things you want to make sure people are aware of before we finish up our time together?
I just want to say... thank you to the community for coming back to Orange County Department on Aging. Aww. We are still in our growing phase and getting back to where we are, but we want to see more. We want to see more involvement. We want to see more people coming back to the center. And so, again, if you have any type of ideas or questions or concerns, we would like to hear them.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. That is true. I know there's been I was so impressed. Let me do a little love note to you. The Orange County Department on Aging never closed down during the pandemic. You were giving, what, over 1,000 meals?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a day? It was like some crazy. Mm-hmm. You never stopped. You were doing curbside. You were doing things over the internet that you were calling people to make sure folks are okay. You were there all the time. And literally, when people were not going into the office, you all were, I know.
Yep.
Because I would hear from it, and we tried to, you know, support you as much as we could. But I got to thank you. I know you're trying to build back up the programs, but you never left the older adults of Orange County, and that's really great.
Yes, I think that Janice Tyler did an amazing job with supporting our team and keeping us going, and through it all, we got through it, and we're happy that we're all still here, and we just want to make sure that we're continuing to do things that we can do for the community.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Alicia, any last words of wisdom?
So when you hear us outside of Walmart ringing a bell saying sign up for these activities and its possibilities, that would be me.
Yes.
Oh, can I give one more shout out?
You've got, sure.
Okay.
Minutes.
Wait.
You can do it.
Senior games.
Oh,
I meant to ask about senior games. We've got a minute. Okay, yeah, senior do games. Talk about senior games.
So, first of all, Alicia won the Spirit Award for senior games.
Mazel tov.
Everything.
She's looking at me and laughing.
They
congratulations.
But senior games is a very popular time of the year where you join seniors. And
yeah,
you
what are senior games?
You compete with each other. We have basketball, swimming, track.
Arts. You can crochet. You can paint.
Ooh,
you can paint.
It.
You can paint.
When are the senior games?
Usually between after Easter, or like between the spring breaks, and I'll
like
say
now.
March or April ish.
So it already occurred.
It already occurred. We're planning for next year. We're always marketing, so we're planning for next year.
But so many people haven't heard about it. This hopefully will get it out there, and we'll continue to get it out there. But the Orange County Senior Games, there's something for
everybody.
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Well, then that's actually a beautiful way to end also. There's some exercise your best life, and there is something for everybody.
That's
so
right, everybody.
With that, I want to give just a super big jumping jacks level hug to LaTanya Brown and Alicia Reed. Ooh, that's quite a whistle. For telling us all about the wonderful wellness programs at the Orange County Department on Aging. Again, feel free to give them a call at 919-968-2070 if you want to learn more about it, or Orange County, what is it? Here it is, www.orangecountync.gov/aging. And as for me, I'm Heather Altman. I am your host for our new Aging Well Together show. We are coming to you on WCOMLP Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5 FM, and you can stream us through WCOMFM.org. We'd love to hear any feedback, how we're doing. Be kind, but would love for ideas on topics of other shows, or if you have questions about any of the issues we talked about today, you can reach us at agingwelltogethershow@gmail.com. And with that, I thank you all and look forward to talking with you soon. Tender.